You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 14th of March, a Thursday, and what we've been having is the Green Week on Dalal Street. The patch of green and the ride of the bulls continues unabated. Will it be similarly bullish today? Well, we don't know, and that's what you're on moneycontrol.com to find out. But first, what happened yesterday and what we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on this morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, if you're trading in the equity markets, things can't get better than this. Three straight sessions of rallies put Nifty 50 well above 11,300 and Sensex above 37,700. What was the final tally yesterday? The S&P BSE Sensex closed 216 points higher at 37,752, while the Nifty 50 ended at 11,341, up 40.5 points. Experts see the rally extending towards 11,400 to 11,500 levels, supported by banks as well as heavyweight stocks. The broader market indices underperformed the benchmark, with BSE mid-cap and small-cap closing lower by 0.4 and 0.3% respectively yesterday. On the sectoral front, banks, realty, energy ended with gains, while metals, telecom and healthcare stocks witnessed some selling pressure. After recent smart recovery from the lows, some consolidation could take place in the coming sessions, according to experts. The market participants would continue to focus on the progress of the US-China trade talks, the Brexit deal, crude oil price and currency movement. Speaking of currency, the Indian rupee on Wednesday clocked its third straight session gains, rising 17 paise to close at a fresh two-month high of 69.54 against the American dollar on sustained foreign fund flows. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers for about 2,722 crore rupees compared to DIIs, which were net sellers to the tune of 1,508 crore rupees, according to provisional data. A quick look at the technical view, some math for you. Nifty has formed a hanging man kind of pattern on the daily charts. Usually, this pattern appears around short-term turning points, so traders should be cautious before taking big positions in the coming sessions. In Thursday's session, if Nifty 50 slips below 11,276 levels, then the index can come under selling pressure on an intraday basis. Based on these, we will be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,276, 11,352 and 11,400. Maximum call OI placed at 11,500 and 11,400, maximum put OI at 11,000 and 10,700. Next up, some stocks that have been in the news. Promoter entities of Bajaj Consumer Care have sold 6.85% stake in the FMCG firm for about 320 crore rupees through an open market transaction. The National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, that is NCLAT, reserved its order on a petition by Reliance Communications, which has approached the tribunal seeking the release of income tax refunds to clear dues of Ericsson. And finally, grappling a shortfall in tax revenues, the government has pressed cash-rich PSUs like Indian Oil Corporation and ONGC to pay a second interim dividend for the current fiscal after seeking regulatory nods. And finally, we spoke to ICICIdirect.com, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be all buy calls from them today. PVR Limited has a buy call, target 1805, 1,805 rupees, stop loss 1,497, 1,497 for an upside of 11%, and this is valid for a time frame of 6 months. And Narayan Hridayalaya, also valid for 6 months, this has a buy call as well, target of 262 rupees, stop loss 199 rupees for an upside of 17%. And for a time frame of 14 days, Canara Bank has a buy call, target 280, 280 rupees, stop loss 245 rupees for an upside of 7%. PVR Limited and Narayana Hridayalaya for a time frame of 6 months has a buy call from ICICI Direct, and Canara Bank has a buy call valid for a time period of 14 days. And that, in a nutshell, in under 5 minutes, is everything you need to know before going into trade today. The 14th of March, may it be lucky to you, just one day before the week ends, and hopefully you'll make as many gains as possible. And in the meanwhile, there's plenty of other podcasts to listen to on Money Control, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from: Castbox, Apple Podcasts, etc. We've spoken about China's rise in Africa. We've spoken about Netflix and its future. We'll be speaking to Sanjay Kumar, the director of CSDS, about the upcoming elections. There's plenty of other stuff. Interesting stuff for you to listen to. Also, you can write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. And until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.